This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I am your host, Bill Snyder, for this episode, and on today's program, I am blessed to be joined by Kathleen Heckenkamp. Kathleen and her husband Daniel founded the Apostolate of Our Lady of Good Success in 2002 as a result of the many favors that were granted to them through her intercession. One of the main graces granted to them was the adoption of a family of four children in South Colombia in 2000. They have also adopted two other children in 2012 from Colombia. Along with their biological children, they have eight children. Our Lady of Good Success has blessed their lives many times with these and other graces. So that is why they started this beautiful devotion to her and help spread her devotion and apostolate here in America. So Kathleen, thank you so much for joining me here on this episode of WSFI Spotlight.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me. I really appreciate it.
And so I really want to maybe just begin the interview with, can you tell me a little bit about Our Lady of Good Success and its subsequent devotion by the faithful? Because this is not one of those typical devotions that we hear about. There's Fatima, Lourdes, Our Lady of Good Success. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, sure. I'll be happy to. Well, first of all, it's very important to know that this devotion has been approved by the Church for over 400 years, even though it's been only very newly introduced into the United States, I would say, since the late 90s. There was one book written, in 1985 or 86 in English, but was not well known, and it's hard, you can't find it anymore, really, available. So, but anyway, it is totally approved. It is a devotion that has, of course, spanned the centuries, but it was a very Spanish devotion, going all the way back to the time of El Cid when he had been battling the Moors, and he had many, many successes. And in thanksgiving for his triumphs, he built an altar to Buen Suceso in thanksgiving. So also as well, in the story of Buen Suceso down in Quito, Ecuador, they have a little novena booklet there that we had translated into English, and they speak about Our Lady of Good Success, the little statue that was found in Spain by two Minim brothers that were trying to get to Rome, and they had a terrible storm that they encountered, and they thought they were going to die, and they climbed up and saw light in the cave, and they thought, well, we could die there in peace, let's go up there, and they were surprised to find a beautiful shrine to this little statue that was there. All these little flowers were in there. It was beautifully adorned with lights, and they took that little statue with them and continued on their way to Rome. And the Pope there, seeing the statue and the way that they had found it, said, "My goodness, Our Lady has blessed you. And why is she smiling?" And he says, "You must have encountered a good success in finding of the statue, and it is a sign to me that this is a mission that needs to go forth." So he gave the blessing to them for their work and put the pectoral cross around the statue and encouraged them to have devotion to Our Lady under this title and gave many indulgences for doing that. So that is just one area, not even about Quito, but that is in our little novena booklet and explains some of the devotion. So very, very old devotion, actually.
Tell me about Quito, Ecuador, and the Blessed Mother appearing there, because it is an apparition site, correct?
Yes, it is. Our Lady appeared then down in Quito, Ecuador, pretty much at the same time frame as the Minims, although the Minims were in the 16th century. Our Lady of Good Success actually was appearing in secret in the Cloister Convent down in Quito, Ecuador, to a Conception sister. And there she appeared to her and asked her to be a victim soul for the 20th century and beyond. So Mother Mariana was the nun who had these apparitions. She was a very holy nun, and she accepted that mission. And when she accepted it, she was actually in the middle of this vision where she saw Christ on the cross in his passion with Mary Magdalene and St. John, and then Our Lady was there, and she saw three swords appear, and those swords represented. It says purity, impurity, and impiety, and the last one being heresy. So these swords were hanging over his head, and they asked Mother Mariana, the Eternal Father, asked Mother Mariana if she would be a victim soul because of the sins that would be committed in this period. And she said yes. And so when she accepted, these swords left the area over our Lord and went into her heart, and she fell dead. And she did end up coming back to life under holy obedience and lived out the rest of her life as a victim soul for actually the world, for her convent too, because there were some bad nuns in there at the time. A lot of the prophecies that were given to Mother Mariana were not told until the 20th century. So that's why we're just finding out about it now.
Sure. So
even the inhabitants of Quito did not know about this until this 20th century.
Wow. Yeah, that's... Do you want to talk a little bit about the messages of Quito, Ecuador?
Well, there's a document, The Admirable Life of Mother Mariana, which was a book. It's a two-volume book translated by Dr. Marian Horvat. And it's the most... It's the only reliable English book, because it was written by a priest, a Franciscan. And so he actually was a soldier before he became a priest. But he got an apparition from Mother Mariana. And well, he was a soldier. And long story short, he did become a Franciscan priest, and he ended up going down to Quito, Ecuador, and ending up being in the convent, being their chaplain, okay? This was like in the 1700s at that time. And so then he found out about Mother Mariana more, and the story, the book is almost written as if she's guiding him through her life. Okay, so very descriptive and definite apparitions told in these books, and how she suffered and what Our Lady was talking to her. So this priest wrote this book. It's very important to know that Our Lady states, and this was on the third apparition, she said that she's telling how to make the statue, okay? So she says, you know, I want you to make a statue in my likeness. And she says, the reason why I want you to do this is so that men understand how powerful I am in placating the divine justice and obtaining mercy and pardon for every sinner who comes to me with a contrite heart, for I am the Mother of Mercy, and in me there is only goodness and love. And then she says, second, so that throughout time my daughters will understand that I am showing and giving them my most holy son and their God as a model of religious perfection. They should come to me, for I will lead them to him. So she says right there what is the main purpose that she came, and really leading all of us to Christ. But she did talk about these things that were going to happen in the 20th century. And so it's very important for us to, if you don't know about Our Lady Good Success, to learn about her, because she basically tells us why the church is in the state it's in right now, because we definitely have been in a crisis in the 20th century and beyond, because we've lost a lot of people. Vocations have been down, and a lot of things, we've lost a lot of people to different religions and stuff like that. So loss of souls, not exactly interested in receiving sacraments. A lot of people don't know their faith. And so she gives us this devotion to help bring people back. Okay, so what else would you like me to tell you?
You're really providing an excellent snapshot for us listeners who are not necessarily maybe familiar with this. I know that recently I became more aware of this devotion and this apparition, but there's a lot of people out there right now driving around this listening area, and they're going, Our Lady of Good Success, I've never heard of this before. So you've got a lot of curious minds.
Yeah, it sounds kind of superficial, doesn't it? It sounds very worldly, but the postulate for the cause actually allowed it to be translated like that, because you could translate it as Our Lady of Good Event or Lady of Good Outcome or Happening. But what does that mean? I mean, if you're studying for a test and you want to pass the test, or if you're pregnant and you're having problems and you want to have a successful delivery and all that. It is really a good success when you pass your test, when you have your baby in your arms and all that. So I think it's a fine translation, although some people have not liked it. But the postulator for the cause and Mother Marianne allowed it, so I say it's a good translation for us.
Well,
great translation.
And how many people are looking for success? That's the thing. And,
you know, right.
And there's a lot of people out there looking for worldly success, and that's maybe what the Blessed Mother is trying to draw us away from.
Well,
focus on the heavenly success.
Yes, right. Right, right. And, well, what is our ultimate good success is that entrance into heaven, correct? So
right.
We really want a good success in our life so that we will be up there with the saints and the Blessed Mother and our Lord, of course.
Excellent stuff.
This is really what she's doing, is showing us the way to heaven. And she explains to us why we're kind of in this state here in the world where there's a lot of, you know, I mean, look at the society. She says there will be almost a total corruption of customs and society will just be a mess. She's just, there's nothing that will be untouched, basically, and Satan will feast on the hearts of children. That's what she tells us in these apparitions. So when you look at television, the movies, the music, exactly what she's talking about. And she says it in a very nice way. She doesn't get into the gory details of what's happening to our culture, but she says that it's the devil. And it's actually, the devil is using a tool, and she tells us that it's Freemasonry that is actually the tool that has done this damage to society and to the church.
People know that on WSFI, we've had some incredible speakers and people recently on our station talking about the Masonic influence in the world today. John Salza did a fantastic interview with us, as well as Brother Charles Madden, who is an expert on the Masons based at Marytown in Libertyville, Illinois. Spent many,
sure.
many years of his life researching it. So I know people are accustomed to listening to presentations
on the
Masons.
I don't like to scare people, but it's a good way for people to know. If you're going to read Our Lady of Good Success, this is exactly what she speaks of, okay? And it's good to know these things, because there's been a lot of confusion about Masonry in the last couple decades, and people need to really understand that it is not, there's a conflict between the church and Masonry. It is not, it doesn't work together. They don't work together. They're opposites.
Sure.
So
no.
She comes out and points out definitely very specific that this is a problem.
Well, excellent. Just want to remind our listeners that you are listening to the voice of Kathleen Heckenkamp. She is a mother of 8 children, homeschooling mom, and a co-founder with her husband, Daniel, of the Apostolate of Our Lady of Good Success. Kathleen, we have to take a short little break here on WSFI Spotlight, but we're going to come back and talk with you more a little about your personal involvement in the way Our Lady of Good Success has touched your heart and moved you in ministry, because you clearly can tell a very, very powerful and very interesting story that you have for her. So let's come back, take a short break. We'll be right back here on WSFI Spotlight.
My name is Father Dominic Pelosi. I'm a member of the Priests of the Sacred Heart. I have been ordained for 41 years. St. Paul tells us, how shall they call on Jesus in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe unless they have heard of him? And how can they hear unless there is someone to preach? We have the opportunity for Catholic Radio to do exactly that, to bring the Word of God into our houses, but more importantly, into our hearts.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro-Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio, 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. That's Pro-Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Kathleen Heckenkamp. She is a co-founder of the Apostolate of Our Lady of Good Success with her husband, Daniel. And we're talking about all things Our Lady of Good Success. In the first half, we talked about the history and some of the messages that Our Lady of Good Success has for us in our times, specifically some of the anti-Masonic messages and how to combat that. We talked a little bit about that, but I want to talk to you, Kathleen, a little bit more now about your personal involvement with this devotion and the personal stake about how Our Lady touched your heart through this devotion. So I know that you've been there about a dozen times, you told me off the air. So do you want to maybe tell me a little bit about the visit to the shrine and just how Our Lady has touched your life and all the many graces and favors you've received?
Sure. Yes, in about 1998, I happened to see an advertisement for a book called Prophecies for Our Times, and it had a beautiful picture of Our Lady of Good Success, and it really touched me in the regards that she looked childlike, like a young teenage girl, yet she looked motherly and she looked like a queen. And I thought, how beautiful that is, because we know that she was only about 14 or 15 when she was the mother of Christ. So I thought, whoever did this work, they were able to like capture this essence of her. And I wanted to find out more information. I ordered that book and I found out about her. And what we started to do was in the year 2000, we started contemplating an adoption. We had two children of our own, two boys, and they were about 18 and 15 at the time. And so they were older. And so we thought, well, what do we do? We'd like to have more children. I had difficulty in my pregnancies. I'd lost some babies and that. And so shall we adopt? And we were scared and everything. Well, we started a novena. There was only a little prayer at the time that we knew of. And we started praying. And we were going to go to China because I didn't have a little girl. And we started this adoption process. We knew on March 25th, we made the jump. We said, okay, we're going to do this. And we started the adoption process. And my gosh, we were praying very hard. And then I talked to Dr. Horvat, and we're friends. And she says, you know, Kathy, why China? Why don't you try South America? You know, Our Lady of Good Success is down there, and I bet you there's a lot of children that need a home. And so I talked to the adoption agency, and they said, oh, yes, we have sibling groups, and that's what we wanted. We wanted more than one because we were older, and we didn't want to raise this child as an only child. So I called, and they said, yes, we do have children that are available for adoption. And I said, could you send me some pictures? And they said, sure. And they sent me some pictures. I saw this picture of four kids, three girls and one boy. I just thought, they look so familiar. What is it about them? And, well, long story short, contacted the adoption agency, said, these are our children. We're going to adopt these children. Well, that's not the way to do things. I didn't know that. But anyway, we asked if they were available. They were available. And after about 8 months, they were approved for us, and we were able to go down to adopt them. Mm-hmm. Now, in this process, Marian also suggested, well, why don't you ask them if you could actually visit Our Lady of Good Success? Why don't you take a little side trip? Because the kids were in Colombia, and Ecuador is right next door pretty much, so why don't you just ask if you could do that? Well, I asked Dan that, and he was just kind of like beside himself. He's like, this is a lot of money, and now you want to go make another trip before we go see the kids? And you know, I don't know. I said, well, can I just ask the travel agent how much more it would be? And he said, okay, go ahead. So I called up the travel agent, was not Catholic, trying to explain to her that we'd like to do this side trip. It's kind of an unusual thing, as you're going to go for adoption and you're going to adopt for kids. So could you just see how much it would cost to go down to Quito, Ecuador first, and then go to Colombia? And I told her I was praying about this, and she says to me, as she's checking, she goes, well, keep your prayer books open. And she said, it's cheaper to go to Quito, Ecuador first and then to your adoption in Colombia than it is to go right into Colombia. So with that, I told my husband that, and he's like just sitting there. He knew that he was defeated by Our Lady. And it worked out. We went down, and we spent 3 days in Quito, Ecuador. Now, mind you, this is a cloister convent, and unfortunately, when we were told we could come, it was in November. And Our Lady had been out in the church in October that whole month, and they were trying to get us to come down because they knew we were coming, and they were saying, come now, but we couldn't come. So we could only go in November. She was already taken up to the upper choir loft. And I know that the Mother Abbess was probably not understanding that we could only go when we were told to go. So she probably was a little miffed about that. But the third day that we were there, she opened the doors to us, and we were allowed to come up into the upper choir loft to see the statue. And there, before this miraculous statue, which... you have to actually, when you go there and you see the statue, it's like nothing else you've ever seen. So when you're there in her presence, you really feel as if you're before the Queen of Heaven. And I made a promise to her that I, now knowing what I would be doing, that I would try to help her as much as I could to spread this devotion. And I made a promise to the Mother Abbess as well. And so we went to adopt our children. Everything went fine, despite the fact that my husband did have a little... he was attacked by some men in the mountains, along with my son, but they were fine. They came out unscathed, but they did, were at knife point, but we did get out of Colombia with our four children, and there are three girls and a boy, and we've been happy ever since. So we did have a very good success with this. And of course, when you bring home four children that only speak Spanish, the youngest being 3, the oldest being 11, and you homeschool, well, you can't exactly fulfill that promise right away. So it took me a couple of years to actually start trying to do something for Our Lady, although it was in my heart, and I was thinking and trying to figure out what we would do. We really didn't get it off the ground until 2002, and we started a website in 2002.
People can find out more information at your website, obviously, about this devotion. And are there any, it's an incredible grace-filled story, I mean, of Our Lady working amazing miracles in your life.
Yeah, she protected us the whole time. She was with us. And go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to ask you, obviously you're out there spreading this devotion, so I'm just curious to hear, as you run into people spreading this devotion, what is their reaction to this? Are they experiencing similar graces or completely different graces, but have these stories?
Yeah, definitely. So many. I mean, have many hundreds of letters that do speak about favors, and many of them have to do with children that are very ill. We have mothers that told that they should abort their babies, and they pray to her, and they have a successful delivery, healthy children. I had a man contacting me not too long ago when we first started the website. My husband said, I don't know why we're putting this up. Nobody's going to look at this website. So we did it anyway. And later on, a couple years after a start, I had a man call me up and said, you know, when I was in Russia, I found your website. So, and he was praying to pass exams. He was in the medical field, I believe, and he would go there and pray those prayers on there, and he passed his exam. So there are many, many graces that people have received, and Our Lady is being spread all over the world, Nigeria, Australia. Just literally we're in like 50 countries that people are wanting to know about her, at least 50 now, so
how awesome.
That we've made contact with.
How awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to give us your website so that we can promote it here to our 1.3 potential million listeners?
Sure. Yeah, so www.ourladyofgoodsuccess.com. Easy.
Very easy. So yeah, www.ourladyofgoodsuccess.com. I'm sure a plethora of things out there on it so that the listener that's listening right now can check it out and see it, because this sounds like an amazing devotion and one that is so needed for our times of today, right? Mm-hmm. Here in 2016. I can't believe we're saying that, but yeah, it is 2016, and we are in need of Our Lady of Good Success in our culture. So are there any special prayers or novenas to the Blessed Mother that we can say here wrapping up the episode, Kathleen?
We have the novena online for those that want to look at that. You can say that novena any time of year. It doesn't matter. She hears you all year round, so it doesn't matter. And so it's very good. There's a lot of prayers and different things that you can see that you can read. We have articles about her and some of the other great saints that are actually down in Quito, Ecuador, one being Saint Marianne of Quito, who knew Mother Marianne. And so that's a beautiful story. And Garcia Moreno, who was the Catholic president that Our Lady Good Success prophesied would consecrate Ecuador, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and he ended up being a martyr for that. The Masons killed him, and he was martyred right in front of the Church of Our Lady Good Success. So it's wonderful stories about Our Lady Good Success, all intertwined with some of these saints. I hope that people will try to find out more about her, because this story has touched my heart so much that this is what we're doing. This is our work. I guess I could say it's my hobby, really, because my work as a wife and mother is first, and so this is my hobby. I don't golf or anything like that, so this is what I do.
That's so beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for spending time with us here on WSFI Spotlight. It's just a joy to talk to you, and thank you for explaining this devotion to us. And we're certainly going to do our best here at WSFI to make sure people know about this devotion and pray this devotion with us and with the whole world, because we need Our Lady of Good Success. So thank you so much for your time.
Yes, because one thing I wanted to tell you is that there's one thing that she promised. She promised an end to these times. She said, if you go and pray to me, clamor incessantly for the end of these times, and I will come and take the devil, the cursed devil, and chain him and put him into hell. And that is a very important thing for people to know, that, yes, she is a comforting and loving mother that's going to help us with our little problems, but the big scope of things, the problems of the world, the problems of the church, she's like the Canticle of Canticles, where it says, who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? That is her. She's the Lady of the Apocalypse, and she will chain the devil. So don't forget that, because that is probably the most important part of this message.
Absolutely. Well, let us just ask Our Lady of Good Success for her intercession right now and always. So, Kathleen, thank you so much for your time and
thank
and sharing
you for having
message.
Me. It was a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Thank you so much for being with us, and God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
Hi, this is Wes Riccio from the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore. If you have a child, grandchild, or godchild being baptized, receiving their first Holy Communion, or being confirmed, remember that Holy Family has the area's largest selection of gifts, accessories, and supplies to make their special day more memorable. For baptism, we have cradle medals, baby Bibles, wall crosses, and nightlights. We have beautiful baptismal gowns and accessories, as well as invitations and cards. If you have a First Holy Communion in your family, we have a wide variety of mass books and gift sets, rosaries and medals. We have exquisite veils for the girls and ties for the boys, along with all of the necessary party supplies. Our suggestions for new confirmants include personal-sized Bibles, prayer books, and other spiritual readings that can follow them through their lifetime. And don't forget the godparents and sponsors. We have gifts and cards for them as well. The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Juliana Tamarazzi, the host of Voice of Nineveh on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. Please join me and our studio audience every first Friday of the month at 11 a.m. to discuss matters which our Christian brothers and sisters face every day in the Middle East. To make reservations to be in the studio audience, please call us at 224-206-8455. That number again is 224-206-8455.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.